Well, joining us now is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Welcome to Victory News.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
All right, let's dive into this. Vladimir Putin wants Harris to win in November. He believes that her laughter is warming relations with the U.S. So what's this former KGB agent up to, Chris?
Well, he's seen the track record. He invaded Crimea under Obama. Nothing happened. And then nothing, there were no activities, no aggression under Trump. Biden and Harris come into office. What does Putin do? He grabs four provinces in Ukraine. He knows that Harris is weak. So he wants a presidency that, you know, won't do anything, won't challenge him. He knows Trump wouldn't stand for it. It's pretty simple calculation from his side of the picture.
Maybe the joy is not our joy. Maybe it's his joy that's being spread.
Yeah.
I want to share a clip from CNN with you regarding an investigation they did into Kamala Harris's flip-flop on our border crisis. Listen to this.
In a new report, you'll see first out front, the K-File team scoured Kamala Harris's tweets and statements going all the way back to 2017. And what they found was more than 50 instances of Harris slamming Trump's border wall. But now, new Harris campaign ads actually showcase that very wall.
So how bad is your disingenuous policy on the border crisis you created when CNN exposes you?
I mean, it is shocking to me that CNN did this really showcase of her reversal on the border. I'm stunned that CNN had the intellectual honesty to broadcast that report.
I want you to listen to this soundbite from Joe Biden. Basically, he admits that the Inflation Reduction Act was a Trojan horse to spend tax dollars for something else. Here he is.
Through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever, and by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the, we should have named it what it was, but
So Biden says my investments, describing $369 billion tax dollars as my investments spent in the climate change bill they named the Inflation Reduction Act. Isn't this basically committing fraud against the American people whose money that was?
It is. And that video clip is Exhibit 637 in the 25th Amendment case. He can't even get a sentence out. If he can't run for reelection, he should not be holding the presidency. He's incoherent, literally.
All right. The Harris Walz campaign released a statement yesterday regarding the Georgia school shooting. We all condemned it. J.D. Vance's comments stating Donald Trump and J.D. Vance think school shootings are a fact of life and we have to get over it. Now, here's what he actually said. Quote, I don't like that this is a fact of life, but if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets and we have to bolster security at our schools, end quote. So give me your reaction to the Harris Walz campaign misinformation on J.D. Vance.
It's very dishonest, as you might expect. Liberals always demand gun control after every shooting, but they never ask for border control after every murder or rape by an illegal alien. There's a very different set of standards for them.
I said we condemn it. We condemn school shootings. We do not support that and in no way condone it. And I don't think any political person does as well. Now, no. Judicial Watch has filed a lawsuit against the DHS for all Secret Service and other records regarding potential increased protective services for the rally where the attempted assassination of Donald Trump took place. What are you looking for?
Well, the only way that the public has found anything out has been by leaks coming to congressional members. We're looking for documents. People lie, records don't. We want to see what kind of requests were made and what the denials were. Who said, no, Trump doesn't get protection? Or, no, we're not going to give him Secret Service agents. We're going to give him HSI agents who don't like the details. It's important the American public see what the records are.
Okay. I know you'll get those, and when you do, you'll bring it to us. Thank you for being so diligent in your organization to look this stuff up for us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Once again, let's talk with the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Chris, one of the topics of that law school course covers how the Supreme Court creates a fundamental threat to social and political national stability. How does anti-Christian, anti-Supreme Court rhetoric prepare a student for the courtroom, do you think?
It doesn't. This is radical political theory being injected into a law school curriculum. It's very corrosive. It undermines, it actually undermines the rule of law. What they're teaching is a deconstruction of American jurisprudence, and it's reckless on the part of the school to allow the class to go forward.
You know, we reported yesterday on Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcement on internet domains being seized and two Russians being charged, all for meddling in the 2024 election. Well, Senator Josh Hawley wasn't buying it and spoke to Fox News on that issue.
This is the third straight presidential election, Laura, that they've tried this. Nobody believes this stuff. This isn't about foreign interference by Russia. This is a smokescreen for domestic interference by our deep state and the Democrat Party.
Chris, could the Democrats and government deep staters be running back 2016 and 2020 tactics as a smokescreen for another agenda?
Senator Hawley is exactly right. This is just another attempt by these professional political operatives of the Democratic Party and the political left that are masquerading as, you know, dedicated and true blue government officials who are looking out for our good. What a bunch of baloney. This is just more manipulation. The real threat to our elections is our Department of Justice and our FBI. Those are the people actively meddling, trying to skew the outcome.
Now, Chris, listen to retired U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent, special agent, that is, Victor Avila, tell Dr. Phil how DHS knows Venezuelan criminals are flooding into the U.S. and are doing nothing about it.
Okay, so you're telling me that DHS has acknowledged that Venezuela, for example, is empty in their prisons and their rehabilitation centers with the understanding you get out if you leave here and go to the United States?
Yes.
How many people are we talking about?
Millions. And just Venezuela alone.
Chris, this is frightening as we see Venezuelan gangs take over Colorado apartment buildings and attack people in New York City without fear of the police. What do you think needs to happen here?
Victor is 100% right. He's a friend of Judicial Watch. I've known him for years. He's a great guy. His assessment, his judgment is exactly correct. And what we're left with is a law enforcement question. That's the only answer, the only way forward. The problem is we have no leadership, and law enforcement's not going to act without clear, strong leadership. And that's what America's left with, and that's why we have elections in November.
Very good point. Now, Chris, Christmas is coming early in Venezuela this year. Whether the people want it or not, President Nicolas Maduro decreed this week that this year's Christmas will start on October 1st. He claimed the season would come with peace, happiness, and security. Is this action to help quell the election results controversy taking place in that country?
Of course it is. This is just a political gimmick, an attempt to take one of the holiest Christian holidays and to use it for political purposes. It's cynical, it's sick, it's twisted, and it's just like something from the socialist left, exactly what you would expect.
Kind of to be expected, yep. Now, you have a special guest from the Israeli Defense Forces on your latest podcast. Please tell us about that.
Captain Cohen is a Israeli commando officer. He's written a brilliant book. It's entitled October 7th. The reason why he did that is because he wanted to convey to the public what he experienced as an Israeli commando officer on the ground operating in Gaza, to tell the real story about what was going on in the fight against these savage Hamas terrorists.
You know, next week, of course, we have got a presidential debate coming up. It's right now at least the only one that we're going to see. What are you hoping to hear out of that?
Well, I hope there's some level of even-handedness by the moderators at ABC. I want there to be a strong, direct, head-on, point-for-point, question-for-question engagement by both candidates. And I think that it'll be very revealing, stunning, just like the last debate revealed and exposed Biden for what he was. I think this next debate will have the same result with respect to our vice president.
All right. Visit judicialwatch.org to listen to the On Watch podcast and stay up to date with Judicial Watch. Chris, great to see you.
Thank you very much.